It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your good podcasts from. Hope your weekend was a good one. It certainly came and went pretty fast, and it is another Monday morning, the dreaded day that we don't look forward to. Also, the month is nearly over. It is October the 30th. It feels to me, I don't know about you, but it feels to me like we've only just kicked into October and now we're ending October. Now, we want to take you to the Gold Coast this morning. The Gold Coast, now, there is no doubt that it has benefited from COVID, with people attracted to the lifestyle, the affordability, ensuring that the Gold Coast has endured pretty well, especially over the last 2 to 3 years. There has been plenty of interest in the Gold Coast apartment scene, with strong demand from investors and first-time buyers. We've spoken about that this year, haven't we, in 2023, with many people being drawn by the combined two factors of price and lifestyle over Brisbane. And coming up this morning, we are talking to John Parks from Ray White in Chugun, there on the southern Gold Coast. And good morning, John. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me.
And what about that draw card factor that many people are seeing over Brisbane and making the move? How big is that in your part of the GC?
Yeah, mate, it's been huge. Over our past 2 to 3 years, we've seen a lot of migration from Brisbane, a lot of buyers from that space that we hadn't experienced previously. Our market's still heavily driven by local buyers, but the Brisbane buyers are definitely playing a pivotal role in both units and houses on the southern end of the Gold Coast.
Now, we talk a lot about the immigration at the moment, which is going gangbusters. Are you benefiting from that?
Oh, we definitely are. It's increased our inquiry numbers, our open home numbers, and particularly our registration numbers at our auctions as well. Clearance rates have never been so high, and that migration piece is kind of added to, I guess, the strength of the market that we had pre-COVID. And it's really snowballed on. So it's made a big difference to the market for sure.
Yeah, you talk to some of the buyer's agents and they've been having a fantastic time of it this year, 2023. And one of the key ingredients into that whole mix, the buyers that they're representing offshore.
Oh, absolutely. Like there's just, I've been working on the southern end of the Gold Coast at our Ray White Chugun office for 16 years this year, and I've never seen so much competition in buyers. So if the buyers are not getting good service from the real estate agents themselves, then buyer agents are starting to play a part, and that's across the country. You know, we're getting inquiries on a property we've got in Currumbin at the moment, and we're getting inquiries all over the world, all over the country. And yeah, it's crazy. And it doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
Now, we talk about the apartments. There are some big residential apartment blocks that are being built right now on the Gold Coast, and it looks like 2024 is going to be a great year to look forward to with confidence.
Absolutely. You know, you drive along the southern strip, Golden Four Drive, Pacific Parade, through Bulinga, Chugun and Currumbin. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, 16 years, I've never seen so many cranes in the sky. And every time you drive past, it seems like something else is popping up. We're relatively restricted around height restrictions and those sort of parts that kind of play a bit of a role. So hopefully that continues to keep it as local as it is. It's not like the developments of Broadbeach or Burleigh or Palmy, but there's definitely a lot of buildings going up, and I think there'll be a high supply of units over the next 18 months to 2 years, which again will bring more buyers to the Gold Coast.
And we are on the Gold Coast this morning for your Monday. We'll come back in just a moment. We will have more talking points for John Parks from Ray White in a moment.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
Yeah, it's a little gold nugget. It's a little peninsula that is next to some very well-known spots. Many people have heard of Longaville or Wollstonecraft because of the train, but it is a tightly held little spot. It is a little bit unknown.
Yeah, that line from the castle, you're dreaming, mate. Does that come into it?
Look, I think it definitely comes into it because at no year in Australia's history have we managed to deliver at scale the number of new homes that the government is suggesting.
The main requirements is they want to either see the ocean or be able to walk to it within 5 to 10 minutes. So they're often looking for the little coasty, beachy property, and those properties are always in high demand.
I have a term to this year being a bit bipolar. People are behaving in a similar sort of aspect. They're really not sure what they're doing. So it is a very, very hard market to read.
Yes, what a market it has been. Alex, you are calling it spot on this morning. And yes, we are still not done with this year. We probably still have a few twists and turns before we click into a brand new year of feeling hopefully confident and energized after surviving 2023. And a special mention this morning to those homeowners who, against all odds, have managed to retain their homes. If you have managed to do that on the borderline, congratulations, so far so good. But not all have managed to do that. Some have had to sell out of the market this year. And if that is you, let's hope that next year you get back into the market for a second crack at it. All right, if you're celebrating a birthday today for the 30th day for October, happy birthday. Just the one is Ivanka Trump. She is turning 41, and it would have been Diego Maradona's birthday. Unfortunately, he passed away back in 2020.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And let's check on the weather. First, we go to Sydney. Good morning to you. It is a sunny day to look forward to. Little bit of cloud cover and 33 degrees. So it's going to be a hot one in Sydney today. Melbourne expects some cloud and some showers and a high today of 21. Brisbane expecting blue skies with 28. And the clear blue extends its all the way to Perth today and expecting sunshine with a high of 24.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And we are back on your Real Estate Monday with John Parks from Ray White in Chugan there on the southern Gold Coast. We are talking about the attraction factor of the Gold Coast. 2024, people will be eyeing up the move, and you might be closing on a property listening to us right now, having moved into the GC. You have seen the Baywatch lifestyle and want to look like a David Hasselhoff or a Pamela Anderson running across the Golden Beach, looking like a taunt athlete. Now, hang on, John, we're getting a little bit carried away now, aren't we?
There's no taunt athletes on this podcast, I don't think, Craig.
Exactly right. Very hard to look like a Hoff back in the day. Now, we were talking about the development, of course, plenty going on there on the Gold Coast, but you locally in your area, there's a little bit more going on. There's some cranes, something that you're not necessarily used to.
Yeah, we're not. You know, there's been a lot of development sites sold on the southern Gold Coast from Palm Beach south into Currumbin, into Chugan. Your Currumbin areas and your Chugan areas are a little bit more restricted around the development, but there has been a lot of sites sold. There's been a lot of DAs approved. And like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of cranes in the sky, and it looks like we're going to have a huge supply of units over the next kind of 12, 18 months to 2 years, which is great. It's going to bring more people to the coast, and it's going to continue to create more competition for the sellers.
Now, you were talking before the break that there is plenty of interstate as people coming from internationally as well, but I think your local market is still highly driven, isn't it, from the locals?
It is, Craig. There's a bit of a misconception on the Gold Coast. The Northern Gold Coast and the Central Gold Coast operates very differently than the Southern Gold Coast. The Southern Gold Coast for us is still driven by locals. 75% of our buyers on everything from your entry-level units to some of your prestige properties, they're local buyers. So, you know, families, people we've been dealing with multiple times and I guess showing a bit of age in the career and now selling properties to kids of parents that we sold to 10, 15 years ago. So it is still very locally driven, which that's what we love about it. And you're dealing with the same people, which is great.
Now, one of your areas you touched on before is Currumbin. I used to live on the Gold Coast and really love Currumbin. It's a lovely little area. They've got a lovely surf club there. For those that don't know about Currumbin, particularly those interstaters or perhaps, you know, they're offshore, because we have plenty of listeners from different countries, expats, etc. In fact, got a email I just mentioned the other day from somebody in the UK. He's a Pom, but he's married an Australian girl moving to Adelaide. So, you know, you've got an active audience here, John. So tell them a little bit about Currumbin.
Well, Currumbin probably doesn't need a plug. I think most people know Currumbin, but it is a difficult suburb to get into. Regardless of your price, there's price points of, you can get into Currumbin at $1 million for something entry level, and then you've got things kind of all the way up to $10+ million. We've got a property, a trophy home on the hill in Currumbin at the moment, goes to auction next week, and just a range of different people through that. But that kind of real estate is so hard to buy; like it never comes up. It's just a very tight suburb. If you look around and you compare, I guess, sale numbers to other suburbs around it versus what happens in Currumbin, the sale numbers are so low because people just hang on tight, and once you're in, you don't get out. So it's a cracking spot, mate. It's the best postcode in my opinion. Between that and Tugun, they're the best two postcodes on the coast.
And the median house price in Currumbin, I think that is sitting around $1.4 million, reflecting a 3.87% increase over the last 12 months. So that's pretty healthy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Thinking back, I remember when it was around the $600,000 to $700,000 mark, and that was still quite high at that period of time. So now to think you've nearly got to spend $1.5 million to get in, it's a cracking spot, that's for sure.
Now, you mentioned extremely tightly held. You've had three sales in the last 12 months, which were in that vicinity of $9 million. So that's a little bit unusual, is it?
Absolutely. Like if you, I guess, compare that to suburbs in, you know, certain suburbs, high-end suburbs in Brisbane, and, you know, you look at the Courier and you look at the Gold Coast Bulletin and there's multiple sales in that sort of a zone. But for us, because they're so tightly held, majority of them owned by locals, the property we've got on top of Crumbin Hill, that family's had that on a double block and they built it 30 years ago. But that's not uncommon for our area. So, but Currumbin's definitely moved in the space now where, you know, you've got some real estate that is selling for north of $9 or $10 million, which is huge considering the size of the suburb. And I can only see that constantly getting better and better. And out of those three local sales, they're actually all bought three local buyers. So again, that probably comes back to the point of how locally driven the market is. But yeah, it's exciting, mate. It's exciting times for the prestige market in Currumbin and Tugun, that's for sure.
And no doubt, just finally, pretty busy between now and the end of the year, which is fast approaching.
It is. We're trying to keep the team's head up and everybody's pushing through to the break. So you got people in the industry that haven't experienced this kind of pace and this kind of work at the moment. But like I always say to the team, let's not complain about how busy we are, but we are working hard towards the break. But I'm looking forward to a couple of Coronas and a little bit of a breather at the end of the year, mate, definitely.
Good on you, John. Thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast, telling us a little bit more about Southern Gold Coast, Currumbin, Chugun, of course. And once you get to the end of the year, enjoy your beer and maybe catch up next year with you.
Fantastic, Craig. Thanks for having me. Appreciate your time.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.